This is Auraville Radio, and you're listening to the Soul Tracks Christmas Show.
We're together, though the weather may keep us inside. We'll take it in stride by the fireside. Oh, the weather outside is frightful. The fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And when we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Please don't worry about this flurry, we're warm in our bungalow. Just listen for Santa going ho, ho, ho. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Yasho!
Let It Snow, performed by three dudes I found on YouTube. The electric guitar and vocals is by a guy called Torsten Goods. The acoustic guitar is Josho Steven, who I think he's like the main guy. And the bass being played by Stefan Ray. Yeah, Danny, my usual partner, couldn't be with us. Christmas is a busy time for musicians, so he's deep in rehearsals. But as Providence would have it, the wonderful Andra from Roadkill Pizza was walking past the studio, so I grabbed him. How you doing, Andra?
Doing great, thank you. And you?
Yeah, pretty good. So Andra is my wingman today. Some nice guitar playing there, I think you'll agree.
Lovely, it was beautiful. And the bass, oh my god, pristine stuff.
Yeah, I'd really love to play an upright bass, but they, you know, upright basses and Southern Indian weather just do not go together. not a lot of snow in Auraville, it has to be said. But, yeah, just thinking of two countries that are close to my heart, the UK and South Korea, and there's been quite a lot of snow there. So that's for you guys if you're tuned in. And when I was thinking of the idea of Christmas songs, and particularly this idea of snow, whenever I've listened to Daniel Lanois' work, it brings up images of snow-covered mountains. Daniel Lanois, if I guess he's not particularly well-known. He's probably most famous for... He was the guy that produced most of U2's albums. So he's mostly known for his production work. He worked with Bob Dylan. He did the Oh Mercy and Time Out of Mind albums. But he's done this series of absolutely spectacular atmospheric solo stuff. So, Andra, I'd like your opinion on this.
Let's go.
Yeah, all I can see is just this snow-covered Canadian landscape. So this is off his first album called Acadie, which was released in 1989, and this is called White Mustang 2. Go. What do you make of that?
That was such a beautiful song, Matthew.
Yeah.
This is totally something I could picture myself listening to when I was, you know, waking up in the tundra, in a cold winter's morning. Yeah. And this is the first song that greets me, especially with the atmosphere, the birds and the music in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of a film called Into the Wild.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great film.
Yeah, I could totally imagine this being in the soundtrack. Yeah,
a lot of Lanois' work has got that sort of cinematic quality to it, and you know, particularly the way he uses horns, you know, muted horns, has got a very
absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And hey, Auroville, today happens to be the day of this winter solstice.
You're kidding?
Yeah, 22nd December.
Wow.
The day that we record this is the winter solstice. 'Tis the season for joy and love. I mean,
yeah.
This was a pretty melancholic song, but I mean, for the right people, of course, it does elicit joy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like the Roman idea of the Saturnalia, which is what, you know, we got the 12 days of Christmas. That's kind of a, you know, Christian version of the Roman thing, because the Roman thing, I think, lasted for 10 days.
Ah,
and it was a time of misrule. Mm-hmm. So the lowest would be the highest and the highest the lowest. So the servants would be king and the kings would serve the servants. Isn't that a Nirvana song?
It's funny how you mentioned tens and twelves over here.
Yeah.
Because when the Romans were creating the calendar, they made October, November, and December the 8th, 9th, and 10th months, according to the names.
That's right.
But then the Christians came in and jammed two extra months in there.
They're always sticking things in where they don't belong. Okay, let's have a little bit more music. Now, when I asked you, name a Christmas song that you like, your response was
Jingle Bell Rock.
Okay, so why that song? What is it about that one that makes it stick in your memory?
Mainly because it is the only Christmas song I know. I mean, of course, I've heard choirs when I was a kid and all of that stuff, and I've heard stuff on the TV, but this is the only song that I have bothered actively listening to.
Okay.
And gone out of my way to, you know, put the song on and, you know, have some nice music with it.
Cool. Okay, so the version of it that I found is from 1983. It's Daryl Hall and John Oates. But listening to the way that it's pretty much like the 50s version. It sounds very, very similar. So, yeah, have a listen to this one and see what you think.
Have it, folks, the Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, it's a wonderful example of certainly the music Christmas music for my generation means two things. It means America of the 1950s, which that is a perfect example of, and Britain of the 1970s. Because, you know, the classic Christmas songs for me is obviously, you know, it's the glam rock stuff that happened in the early 70s when I was a kid. Like, the you know, obviously Slade, Merry Christmas, Everybody. But also you've got, you know, the principal ex-Beatles, you know, Paul's Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, John and Yoko, Merry Christmas, War is Over. But I find if I want to create, you know, that Christmassy atmosphere, I need both. I need a bit of 50s American, you know, American dream Christmas, really, and slightly more weird British 70s stuff.
I love the vocals on those, on that track especially.
Yeah.
This is a new version for me, so this is the first time I'm listening to this version, but I really liked the power with which the vocals were delivered.
Yeah. Daryl Hall is a really interesting guy. I mean, Hall & Oates had quite a long career. They, you know, they started putting out albums quite early in the 70s. I think they had some success in America, but they didn't become international, you know, hit people till the early 80s. But he's an interesting guy. There's something on, he's got a channel on YouTube called, I think it's Live at Daryl's House. And basically in his garden, he's got a big wooden shed, which is his recording studio. And he just has his mates round. And they'll just record stuff live. And there's some really, really interesting people that go on, interesting songs that are done. And, you know, as you say, you know, he's just the star of the show with that voice.
It's a lovely, lovely song. And if you all want to check it out on YouTube, it has a really cute, really funny music video with it.
talking of music videos... this next track, I think I played this before a few years ago, but for me, the most unexpected Christmas song, well, just the person you would least expect to do cheesy Christmas songs is Bob Dylan. And he didn't just do one. In 2009, he did a whole album of Christmas songs. And... The one that I love the most is his version of It Must Be Santa Claus. And what does it for me? It's the drumming. Basically, I think this is a sort of German umpire band playing it. And to me, it sounds like the Pogues. If you imagine Bob Dylan singing with the Pogues. But the video, as you mentioned, crazy videos. In the video... Bob Dylan has got long, straight, blonde hair. It looks like Rachel from Friends, but in some really weird parallel universe where Rachel looks like a 65-year-old Bob Dylan. But I absolutely love this. This is Bob Dylan, Must Be Santa.
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Who wears boots and suit of red?
Santa wears boots and suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on his head, suit that's red.
Special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa. Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Who's got a big red cherry nose?
Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way, ho, ho, ho?
Santa laughs this way, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 cherry nose, cap on head, suit that's red, special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Thank you.
Nixon, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Carter, Reagan, Bush, and Clinton, Reindeer sleigh, come our way, ho, 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 cherry nose, cap on head, suit that's red, special night, here that's white, must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus, must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Wow, that song was an absolute joy.
So, mate, that drummer is just fantastic.
Who knows? Just... maybe one day we should, you know, do a live stream in the studio because all of us are like hopping around and dancing to that song.
Yeah, that brrr, psh, just before the beat. You know, that's what I love, drummers who play around with the beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can play behind the beat, you can play in front of the beat, think John Bonham, think, you know, Stuart Copeland. But then there's that jazz thing of, if you want something to sound jazzy and funky, you just hit slightly before the beat. But the fun and the joy that is packed into that performance, just incredible.
It was absolutely beautiful.
And all the more incredible because it's Bob Dylan.
Yeah, you know? You don't expect Bob Dylan... of all people, to sing a Christmas song. But his voice, I mean, it's like fine wine over here.
Yeah.
Super rustic and beautiful.
And fine wine is a particularly hard thing to find in this neck of the woods. I can tell you that. So, sticking with the idea of slightly unusual Christmas songs, in the late 70s, those absolute godfathers of English songwriting, the Kinks, kind of tried to do the punk thing with varying degrees of success.
Yeah, this is more my specialty, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. It's definitely the Kinks. You know, it doesn't sound like the Sex Pistols or the Clash, but they've definitely got their punky trousers on. And... what they're doing is, you know, that this was, let me see, this was recorded and released in 1977. So that's when there was high unemployment, there was mass strikes, inflation was out of control, which is actually exactly the same as what's happening in the UK right now. So as social commentary, it's basically the message of is Santa, we don't want, you know, rubbish presents, just give us some money. We just want the money.
So don't we all?
This is the Kinks and Father Christmas from 1977. That's the Kinks and their class warfare Christmas song.
That was beautiful. That was wonderful. You've got your little sleigh bells right in the beginning.
Yeah.
And you feel like it's going to be a Christmas song, yeah?
Yeah.
But then the guitars, they just come and like hammer through the rest of the song. It's beautiful.
You know, I could really hear Roadkill Pizza covering that song.
I could totally imagine it. Yeah. I was thinking... As soon as, you know, the guitars kicked in, that we should do something like this.
Yeah. Probably a bit too late to learn it now. Have you got any Christmas gigs coming up?
We haven't, but right. We could make one happen. Just to play this song.
Yeah, it is great. I think the Kinks themselves, I think it was around that time... Very, very close. I think when they performed and recorded that song at the Rainbow Theatre in 77, that was sort of when the two Davis brothers had their infamous falling out. But they're all friends now, of course. So this leads us on to our final track in today's show. Yeah, Danny sent me a message this morning, actually, saying that he couldn't make the show this week. Much, much, much too busy. But he said, if you have a Christmas show, please play Chuck Berry's Run, Run, Rudolph. So, of course, we have to do it. So what? Are you familiar with this one?
I am not. But hey, this one's for you, Danny.
You don't get much better than this, really. Chuck Berry, 1958, superb stuff. So signing off this whole track's little Christmas show, this is the best guitar player in town. Chuck Berry, Run Rudolph, Run.
and wet. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like his favorite jet.
Oui, vous écoutez Auroville Radio from Auroville, la ville internationale in India.